Good morning. What's going on? It's Joan McKenzie, myself McKenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the web girl. Joe is laying in the sand, probably with a cocktail.
In paradise.
Yeah, in Costa Rica.
I'm sure he's already got a cerveza in hand.
We are super jelly, but we're holding it down. All right, so this is interesting. Mattel just released a new line of wellness-themed Barbie dolls, including a doll that comes with a cucumber eye mask, bath bombs, and a candle. People are saying it's basically Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. So what got me to thinking, like, I feel like growing up, we had the best toys ever. However, some of them were uber creepy. But what was your favorite toy growing up as a kid?
Okay, my favorite one when I was very little was my Tickle Me Elmo, which now looking back is kind of creepy. But at the time, I loved it. I would squeeze it. I would take it everywhere with me. I would sleep with it. Like, I adored that Elmo more than anything. And then if you tickled it, it would be like...
I feel like Chops does a good little Elmo.
Yeah, the little, like, laugh.
What's he?
He's like, Tickle Me Elmo.
I'm Elmo.
833-563-2539. What was the best toy ever, in your opinion? Maybe they brought it back. Maybe they haven't yet. I'm trying to think. I loved Rainbow Bright. I thought she was so awesome with her. Like, she had a unicorn. That was pretty cool. And my sister had this mermaid, and it was like a replica of the Little Mermaid, but it was a bath toy.
Ooh.
But this thing would go off by itself in the middle of the night. So, like, from we'd store it in like a tub in the bathroom because it was to play in the bathtub, and it'd be like,
haunting you. It's haunting you in your sleep. I also had this other toy, and it was a little robot, and this was when I was a little bit older, like fourth grade or so, and I could control it with a remote control, and it had a little tray too, and it was a gray and purple robot, and I would like move it forward, but I would like put it in my sister's rooms when they wouldn't know, and then I would move it without them knowing, and they thought it was so creepy.
Oh my, I know some of the toys we thought were super cool, a little bit creepy. Our phone lines are blowing up at 833-563-2539. We're asking you your favorite toy. What's the best toy of all time? And was it cute, or now that you look back, maybe a little creepy?
All right, we can talk here.
All right, who do we have here on line one?
All right, we've got you on the line. What toy did you love / find very creepy?
Jaina.
Hello.
Jaina.
Yeah.
Jaina, hey. Okay, girl, what was your like go-to toy back in the day?
Okay. So it wasn't like my favorite toy, but my sister had got it for us when we were kids. It was called Gooey Louie. And you had to pull boogers out of his nose until like the brain popped out.
Oh, it was
gosh. That's like producer Porkchop.
Yeah, that sounds foul. I don't know. I'm not all about that.
Like, who creates a Gooey Louie? That's hilarious.
All right. We've also got Josh. Josh, what toy was your favorite?
All right, the Furby was definitely my sibling's go-to.
Furby! Did you name your Furby?
I don't even, you know, if I did, I don't remember, but I think Mackenzie was onto something saying that the creepiest toys are the ones that kids love the most, because Furbies are weird.
Also, our Furbies, we had so many growing up, they would never shut off. They would never turn off. So then, like, literally in the middle of the night or whatever, their eyes would pop open and they would make their little noises. My mom ended up, like, smashing some of them because she was like, I don't know how to get them to shut up.
She literally smashed them to death.
Yes, because she didn't know what else to do with them. She was like, I'm at a loss.
Girlfriend, way to get out that aggression.
All right, we've got Chelsea on the line. Chelsea.
Hey, Charles. Can you hear us?
Are you there, Chelsea?
Oh, we lost Chelsea.
We lost Chelsea.
Here are some of the creepiest toys, like, of all time. People think the Cabbage Patches are creepy. I loved my Cabbage Patch dolls.
I was never really into Cabbage Patch, but my sisters really liked them.
They came out, and then you got adoption papers, and they had diapers and the whole deal. What about creepy crawlers? A lot of this is a board game that's so wrong. Don't Wake Daddy.
That sounds very permanent. If you say that nowadays,
Don't Wake Daddy,
that means something completely different.
Yes, absolutely. A jibber jabber shake and squeeze. I don't know.
I don't even know what that is.
It just sounds wrong.
That sounds like an adult
E.T.
toy.
The E.T. finger light. I don't remember that.
Oh, how about, I probably know what that is.
Night Light, Night Bright.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Lucy loves that.
That was so fun. Light bright. You had the little pegs.
You pushed the little pegs
yes!
in.
That was one of my favorite toys, too, as a child.
I love it. All right, here we go. We got a call line, too.
All right.
Good morning.
Who are we talking to? Hello?
Oh, our phone lines are being wonky. Can you hear us? Line two. Liv's, trying to push these
I'm
buttons.
I'm trying to push them. I don't know what's happening,
That's
though.
Okay. How about this one? The Play-Doh Dr. Drill and Fill.
Oh, I had one of those.
You did?
And it was the mouth, and you could act like you were a dentist, which is so funny because I'm so terrified of dentists now.
What about
so,
what's I don't that know. Operation? That game gave me so much anxiety when you'd make a wrong move. It was like...
I honestly feel like real surgery can't be as hard as Operation was because Operation was so hard. It was impossible to win.
It was very intense. Okay, I think we have a caller back. Here we go.
Chelsea?
Yes, I'm
Chelsea,
here.
There you are, doll. Okay, what was your favorite toy from back in the day?
It was the glow worm. You would like press it and it would light up and it was all soft and you could sleep with it.
I feel like that was so sweet and soothing. I like actually want one of those.
I know. I think.
Yeah.
I wonder if they still make them because honestly, that would be a really good just like Christmas gift for everyone.
Okay.
Maybe on Amazon. I don't know.
I bet. Hey, girl, would you invest in one of these wellness Barbies that comes with like bath bombs and cucumber slices?
Yeah, I actually would.
Okay. Is it bad we're so jelly of Barbie? We're jealous
of her
life?
No, I don't think so. I am all the time.
Hey, you know, you're talking about toys that are kind of creepy. How about this one? There's the one that goes, bop it, twist it, pull it.
I had a bop it.
Bop it's are my favorite.
That's not creepy. Bop it, twist it, pull it. What's it?
Okay. Too much.